Okay, Dr. Dwake, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Oh, thank you. We're so lucky. This is Dr. Aziz Dwake with us on Arab Talk today on KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM. Dr. Aziz Dwake is the president, the current president of the Palestine Legislative Council. And Dr. Dwake, thank you for being with us on Arab Talk today.
Oh, thank you very much. And hello to all of your listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, Dr. Aziz Dwake. The first question we want to ask you, because we have been watching here, right here in San Francisco in the Bay Area, the Arab American community and our neighbors here in the American community, they've been watching this onslaught that has been going on by the Israeli forces. I checked recently, within the past 7 weeks, 90 Palestinians were killed. Can you update us on this?
Yeah, for sure. Every hour there is some kind of airstrike against civilians, against houses, against the Gazan shores, and the killing of families, wiping out families, and the killing of whole families happened many, many times in recent days. And around 100 people were massacred, you know, in different onslaughts on the civilians and other targets in the Gaza Strip.
Dr. Dwake, we're also hearing about significant difficulties with getting food and medicine into Palestinian hospitals and clinics, especially in the Gaza Strip. Can you give us an update on the current situation of the medical care for Palestinians?
For sure, yes. There is a big problem because there is a very big deficiency in the amount of medical supplies for the hospitals and different clinics. Also, we do not have enough food for our people, such as the flour and this and that. People, they don't have enough food, they don't have enough bread. We have a real humanitarian crisis within the Palestinian territories because of the international boycott and also not allowing any amount of money which is donated by the Arab countries and Arab people to their fellow Palestinians. This money could not arrive from even from Cairo to Gaza or from Jordan to the West Bank. It's almost impossible to let any amount of money to arrive through ordinary means, so that some people are bringing very, very few amounts of money which will supply the needs and the basic needs of the people. So we are here in a real humanitarian crisis, and the people are crying for urgent needs, for basic human needs, such as medicine, food, and this and that. Even milk for children, we don't have it. So there is a very, very big humanitarian problem and a very big humanitarian crisis within the Palestinian territories.
My understanding that the United States wants to promote democracy throughout the Middle East. And now you had the recent elections, and we had the pleasure of talking to you just before the elections results. And now Hamas won the elections. This is the new government of Hamas. And then when they won the elections, now we are getting all these pressures from the U.S., from the Quartet, from the EU, to stop all financial assistance to the government. How are you going to get yourself out of this mess that the government now finds itself in?
Yes, I'd like to comment on the issue of promoting democracy. Right now, the United States in particular, and this present White House administration, is going 180 degrees against its own democratic values, because they are punishing the Palestinians. It's very, it's really odd when you see somebody calling for promoting democracy and at the same time punishing the people because of their democratic choice. This is one point. And the other, yes, we are doing our best in order really to get out of this crisis. First of all, we really call upon our people to endure and tolerate the situation, and the people are helping each other in just trying to do their best in order to overcome all of these calamities and in order really to get rid as much as we can from this humanitarian crisis that we are right now living in.
Dr. Dwake, in the media in the West, they are portraying some of the difficulties in Palestine right now in a very strange light. But it appears from what you're saying that the major cause of the difficulties right now is the occupation and the ongoing and nonstop bombing, shelling of Palestinians, mostly civilians right now. Is that an accurate depiction?
I think one of the biggest problems that we have is the double standard by the United States for the Palestinian crisis and suffering. The United States, instead of standing an unbiased broker for this whole problem in the Middle East, we found that the United States is giving a blind eye for the suffering of the Palestinians, and even the United States did not condemn any kind of action by the occupiers against our civilians, against our children, against our women, against our homes, against our well-being, against our basic human rights. This is a big problem. And the second comes after that. We see that this is a real support for the occupiers, for the Israeli occupation to continue with its harsh measures against the Palestinians wherever they are.
Today we watched on television here a meeting by President Mahmoud Abbas in, I think, Petra with Mr. Olmert. And in essence, I mean, there are some confusing messages being sent out here. We see meetings, you know, and talks about peace, but the realities on the ground in the same day, we also watched an air raid by the Israelis on Gaza. How do you explain this? These confusing images to the public?
It's really very difficult. Our president is in a very bad shape right now. He would like to find some kind of negotiated settlement for the problem. And he is facing a stubbornness from the Israeli side. The Israelis would like to go ahead with their just gaining time and imposing de facto on the ground, regardless of who's on the other side, meaning among the Palestinians. So our president is doing his best, but the Israelis have their own platform and agenda, and they are working on that agenda. Israel has shown every kind of stubbornness in terms of negotiating a peaceful settlement for the crisis. But and you remember when the Israelis withdrew from the Gaza Strip, our president was requesting them all the time, please let us have it a bilateral kind of move or withdrawal. However, the Israelis insisted, and this has happened before the Hamas government, as somebody would like to call it. Instead of saying a Palestinian government, they said this is a Hamas government. Anyhow, the Israelis insisted on a unilateral move from the Gaza Strip, regardless of who's begging them on the other side, meaning among the Palestinians. So Israel has its own agenda and it's working on it, and it is accelerating its aggression against the well-being and the Palestinian civilians day and night, 24 hours.
Dr. Dwake, it seems like to push your analysis a little further in terms of unilateral decisions, there are two other things that are also happening in the West Bank right now. One of which is an expansion of the settlements in the Jordan Valley and a continuation of the building of the apartheid wall. Can you comment on the impact of that right now on Palestinian civil society?
Yeah, it is a real crisis. First of all, let me say that the Israeli separation wall, which has been built and Israel continues to finish, you know, the last segments of this wall, is really separating the Palestinian territories into 64 different enclaves. It's sometimes we call them bantustans, where the Palestinians cannot move from a village to the other, the most close to it, or from a village to a city or a town, without checkpoints and without gates and walls and here and there. as if to say that the Palestinian territories have been cut into different slices. No slice can, have any kind of access to the other without, you know, going through Israeli military checkpoints or walls or gates or barbed wires here and there and different military checkpoints and towers overwatching the Palestinians day and night, 24 hours, year long. This is a very big problem for the Palestinians. And in addition to that, Israel did not stop for a moment the enhancement and the increase of the number and the size of the Israeli settlements within the West Bank. In addition to that, they continue the Judaization of Jerusalem. All of these practices have been condemned by the International Court of Justice in Lahai, which said that East Jerusalem is an occupied city. The Israeli separation wall should be dismantled. In addition to that, all the Israeli settlements in the West Bank have been built and constructed on an occupied land, which means these settlements are illegal, built on an occupied land of the Palestinian territory, which has been occupied in 1967. Taking this into consideration, these Israeli ongoing continuous practices are going against international legitimacy and against the ruling of the International Court of Justice in Lahai.
Just reminding our listeners, we are talking to Dr. Aziz Dweik in Palestine. He's the president of the Palestinian Legislative Council. And Dr. Aziz, I want to ask you to clarify to our listeners the position of Hamas now, because we keep hearing, I don't know if these are rumors or innuendos, that Hamas Prime Minister, Mr. Haniyeh, is talking about recognizing the state of Israel and talking about a two-state solution. Is this something on the table, or is this, or these are only rumors?
So far, these are speculations, and it came in the media, and I did not hear the Prime Minister speaking about this issue. In fact, I'd like to comment on this issue. Who's supposed to recognize the other? Are we supposed, as the occupied people, are we supposed to recognize the occupier, or the occupier is supposed to recognize us? I'm all the time saying that it's not the problem of recognition from our side, because the PLO recognized the State of Israel in 1993 and 1994. And until now, the PLO and the Palestinians did not get anything for that kind of recognition. So whenever we are talking about the recognition, we are really in need for the occupiers to recognize the occupied, meaning that Israel is really supposed to recognize the occupied, meaning the Palestinians.
Dr. Dweik, let me ask you a question which is very difficult at this time, because it seems like, and we'd like your opinion about this, that the world governments, if not the world community, has turned its back on Palestine and the Palestinians right now, with so much brutal killings and murders of innocent civilians right now. We don't hear any outcries from any governments at this time. What is your analysis? Why is this happening right now?
Frankly speaking, because there was a decision by the United States that this Palestinian government should collapse within between 3 and 6 months, so that so many powers and political entities in the world have surrendered to the will of the United States, which is, in my opinion, doesn't represent justice in any sense. This is an elected government. It should take its time in order to take its actions regarding the political issues. And here I'd like to remind you of something. During previous periods, whenever there was elections in Israel itself, the United States used to tell, please give the new Israeli government time. And since the Palestinian elections on the 25th of January this year until now, the Americans and so many superpowers in the world did not give the Palestinian people or their government any chance even to breathe, not only to think of or digest the different political situation around us.
So are you saying
really in need? Yes, go ahead, sir.
Are you saying that there is a systematic plan by the U.S. and other powers to derail the current Palestinian government?
You know, many times has been declared that the United States is waiting for this government to collapse as soon as possible, and the United States has given this government between 3 and 6 months to collapse. And this is why there is a lot of accelerating pressure against our people in order that our people will rise up and, practice whatever the United States wants, especially the collapse of the present government.
Dr. Dwake, it seems like the U.S. policy is to force Palestinians between two choices, either submit to a brutal occupation or to starve to death. This is an unacceptable choice, wouldn't you say?
That's right, yes. This is unfair. It's injustice. And whenever we are talking about a superpower like the United States wanted to promote democracy, we see the opposite. It's 180 degrees in the opposite direction. Instead of promoting democracy, the United States is promoting double standards, promoting injustice, promoting unfair action against the well-being of the Palestinians and their basic human rights. And even we right now think that our basic human rights have been violated very harshly, very severely by the actions led by the United States.
I want to shift gears to a very sensitive subject here that troubled our community throughout the United States at one point of the rivalry between Fatah and Hamas. People were concerned that the Palestinians might go into a civil war. Do you feel that this is something still hanging in the air, or are we threatened by something like this to happen?
Frankly speaking, the Palestinian people are very simple people, and they have nothing to quarrel about. Because of some superpowers interfering within or in our internal affairs, this is might bring some kind of chaos and some kind of upheaval within our community. We are really afraid of any kind or any sign of civil war, even though if it is left for the Palestinians, they would never do it because we have nothing. All of our lands have been occupied. And the Gazans are living in a big prison, and the West Bank have been sliced into 64 different enclaves. So why should we fight against each other?
That's the voice of Dr. Aziz Dwake. Dr. Dwake is the president of the current Palestinian Legislative Council. Dr. Dwake, what is your opinion and analysis as to why there's so much pressure right now on the Palestinian government to be destabilized in the next 3 to 6 months?
There are so many analyses which you might go to, but I'm afraid that so many powers in the world, they don't like to see any kind of real stable situation within the Palestinian territories. And they are sometimes afraid that some other countries will be affected by the type of democracy that appeared in the Palestinian elections. You know, it was, as President Carter said, it was a really transparent, honest, democratic elections at the highest level in the world. And I quote President Carter, who supervised the elections in Palestine. He said, "I attended more than 620 different elections all over the world, and I found that the elections in Palestine were the most transparent and honest, without even a drop of blood spilt in these elections." Anyhow, so many countries in the Middle East are really, the peoples in the Middle East are eager to see a similar kind of experience. I'm thinking that some countries of the West, they said, if democratic procedures continue as they are in the occupied territories, this might infiltrate through the borders into other countries. And this is why I'm saying the United States, instead of promoting democracy, they are promoting something else, which I called it at some point a kind of hypocrisy.
I want to ask you one final question, and this final question is to give us a specific plan that the government has on the table to be able to lift itself and the people from this agony, to be able to pay the salaries of the employees. How are you going to implement this with this, what I call it, a siege by Israel and several other countries?
Frankly speaking, it's very difficult. It's a big challenge for us, for the government, for the Legislative Council. But on the other hand, the government is doing its best. Right now, it's dealing with the post office bank instead of dealing with the national banks, which are threatened by the United States that they will be boycotted. Also, the government tried its utmost to bring some money from outside, like what happened last time when the foreign minister brought with him around the $20 million to feed the sick and the needy and the children in the Gaza Strip. Right now, it's a very difficult situation, and day after day, the humanitarian crisis is increasing, and more people are living under the poverty level, and I don't know why the whole world is watching with total negligence for this humanitarian crisis for those people who have been living under occupation for many decades, and the only mistake that they have done, it's just one mistake. They said, we would like to live as free as any other nation under the sky.
Dr. Dwek, what final message would you like to offer to our community here and to Americans all over the United States who are listening to you right now?
Sorry, I did not get the question.
What would you like to say in closing? What message would you like people in the United States to hear right now?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I think this is a good opportunity. We need really the people and different organizations and the free people and the free world to say one word. Enough is enough. The suffering of the Palestinians have gone beyond all the limits. And these people are the people like other peoples of the world. Their children are like other children in the world. Their women, their elderly people, their patients, their sick people, they are people like others. And we need really a big voice, a lot of pressure against those who impose this kind of siege and boycott against the well-being of the Palestinians. And we need the whole world to give a big voice against this kind of continuous victimization of the Palestinians, and this suffering should have an end. It's a call, and we hope that this call will find an open ears to respond to this kind of, could be a final call, because our crises have become beyond all the limits which a human being can really suffer or endure.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dwek. Thank you very much for being on Arab Talk today. Your words are being heard all over the United States and the world. We want to thank you for being on Arab Talk, and we hope that things will improve for you in Palestine.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. That has been the voice of Dr. Aziz Dwek, all the way from Palestine, talking about the horrific situation in Palestine right now. And what we're going to do is just take a quick musical break, and then we're going to come back and kind of deconstruct a little bit and talk about the comments of Dr. Aziz Dwek. So stay tuned. This is Arab Talk on KPOO San Francisco, 89.5 FM. Never cease.